Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
The World Series begins tomorrow night in Toronto. Dodgers at Blue Jays. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And Tony, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I want to look back before we look ahead. The Seattle Mariners, with an opportunity just to win one more game and go to the World Series themselves for the first time ever, and the decision in Game 7 to go to Bizardo when he had Munoz out there. I'm just curious your thoughts of the way Dan Wilson handled Game 7.
I mean, you know, from my perspective, I'm always one that is always going to lean towards the manager's decision, only because you know, they know what's going on in that locker room. They know who's right. Bizardo had been good for them pretty much all playoffs. But it's hard not to, I guess, Monday quarterback that decision when you had a guy like Munoz that was seemingly pretty fresh that you didn't go to. But ultimately, Dan's going to be the one that has to live with the decision one way or another. If he's comfortable with it, that's ultimately all that matters. He's going to get – this is part of the business, right? When you are a manager and you're making these decisions, especially under this microscope, if it goes wrong, you should expect this.
Well, speaking of decisions that could be second-guessed in real time or certainly will strike some as unusual, and it's piqued my interest, and I'm actually kind of here for it because at least it's not groupthink. And obviously, you're following these managerial searches, given what's going on in your backyard. What do you think of what the Giants did?
I got to tell you, I don't know that it's going to work.
Right.
But it's going to be exciting to watch unfold. I don't know how you can come to a different conclusion. I mean, so often, you see articles written, people talking about all the recycled names that keep coming up. Well, here's Buster Posey thinking outside the box a little bit. And listen, In the same way Dan Wilson going to the right or wrong reliever was going to be questioned, this one's going to be under a microscope too. I think it could turn out wonderful, and you bet your bottom dollar if it does, you'll see a slew of teams start to try to copy that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here for it. I want to see how this is going to turn out.
We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. World Series, as we mentioned, starts tomorrow. Blake Snell on the mound for the Dodgers. Trey Savage going to pitch for the Blue Jays, not Kevin Gausman. What do you think of that decision?
It makes sense to me. Those guys on that Dodgers side have seen a lot of Gausman. Remember, he was a Giant before. And if I recall, they had some pretty good success against him. And so and it's a lot of the same characters are in that lineup. And so I just think this is an idea where guys on that Dodger lineup haven't had the kind of looks that they've had at Gausman. So I'm not surprised. You want to try to get game one and get ahead, and I can see why they went with your Savage over Gausman.
Can you concoct a script here where it leads to the Blue Jays being one game better, or maybe more than one game better than the Dodgers?
I can come up with a. I mean, the Blue Jays offense continues to swing and put up runs in the way that we've seen them do so far. Of course, that is a different task when you're dealing with the type of starting pitching that the Dodgers are going to throw at you. And so if the Blue Jays win this series, you can book it. It's going to be because their offense has been able to keep up the type of pace that they've had thus far. I just don't think a lot of people think that that's possible with facing this Dodger rotation the way that it's been thrown to baseball.
Well, and you would be able to speak to this better than most, having played the game at as high of a level as you played it, but the Blue Jays' superpower is putting the ball in play. But, I mean, when you've got Snell looking like, I mean, Snell and Ohtani and Yamamoto and Glasnow all seemingly at peak form with the kind of swing and miss put away stuff they have, doesn't defense beat offense? Like, we all like Seattle's pitching staff, but let's be real. Those kids and Castillo were getting slapped around by a Tigers lineup that nobody thought that much of. You know what I mean? Let alone the Blue Jays. Like, this just seems to me to be quite a jump in weight class in terms of the pedigree of pitcher they're going to face.
Right. It would become the defense, but I think we're all pretty certain that Toronto doesn't have that kind of firepower to keep it at like a defensive type series. And so that is the conundrum. And that's why I'm saying, ultimately, the Blue Jays' best chance is to continue to slap around good pitching as we've seen them do. This is just elite pitching, the way they've been throwing. I don't know that we've seen any pitcher throw the ball the way we've seen Blake Snell throw it in this postseason. I mean, he's been pretty much unhittable. I think the thing you hung your hat on is that, you know, maybe Yamamoto, maybe Glasnow aren't on top of it, and you can maybe sneak a cup. They've also been awesome. And so the Blue Jays' best shot is for Vlad to have the best postseason we've ever seen and the rest of those guys get on board and be able to put some runs up.
What do you expect, if anything, from Bo Bichette in this series? They're saying he's going to play. He has not played in a while.
And I don't know about you guys, it feels like an iffy I'm going to play.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel like, oh, this is a no-brainer, he's out there. Which would lead me to believe that he's not fully healthy yet. You know he's going to give it a go. You know, as a player, you don't know how many opportunities you're going to be in this position. So no matter what, you're going to try to get into the series. But it's just too hard to tell how effective he's going to be. As you get into the series, especially a knee sprain, I mean, everything you do is going to be affected. So if he's not healthy, how productive can he be? In this series, I think that remains to be seen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Is there something to be read into the fact that so many teams have been in anything but a hurry to hire their manager? Like, you could say, okay, well, what's a manager going to do in October? I mean, and I get it, but I mean, we've been around a minute. And it's not just because they're waiting for the World Series to be over. I don't buy that whatsoever. And it's not because they all want to hire somebody who's on Schneider's staff or somebody who's on Robert's staff, because you've had a crack at most of those guys before, and maybe one of them gets a job somewhere, but that's it. And there's a lot of openings. Is the industry telling us just how much managers have been sort of devalued?
Maybe. I think there's a lot of different circumstances kind of rolling around. I do think I know the Padres, speaking on that standpoint, they're going to do their due diligence. They've said so. They're going to take their time with this, and you know, with the possible strike looming, you know, a year from now, I think that kind of complicates things. But, you know, I think we've all kind of felt like managers have been devalued over time for so long anyway. So I don't know that it would be anything new
yeah.
in terms of teams trying to, you know, keep the price down, suppress the numbers down, and things of that nature. But it is awkward to me. I will agree that we haven't even really heard too many rumors about managers going different places.
Tony, we haven't seen teams confirming interviews, which tells me interviews aren't even happening.
Right, right. I mean, Pujols is really the only name that we've heard outside of Vitello signing with the Giants. And that is something that is not the norm.
Before we let you go, Tony, the last time Shohei Ohtani was on a baseball field, he had the greatest postseason performance of all time, 3 homers and 6 scoreless innings, 10 strikeouts. So what does Shohei do for an encore here in the World Series?
I don't know. You know what's funny is I tried to hate on the performance initially. Like, in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Pujols, I believe he hit 3 homers in a while in a World Series.
Yeah,
and I thought about it. Pujols didn't throw 6 innings. 6 innings of shutout, 10 strikeouts. So I don't know what else this dude can do. At this point, maybe a 4th homer, maybe a complete game with double-digit punchies. That's really left. I mean, that's really the only thing left at this point. So he's just been phenomenal. As my dog. Sorry about my dog.
That's all good.
He's been phenomenal down the stretch. And listen, he tends to step up in the biggest moments. So, I mean, the World Series is as big as it gets.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat next week.
All right, you guys take care.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger's the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just up by. Hey, Brian Baldinger's going to join us coming up at 3. But next, all the young dudes, and what about Dillon Beavers? What did we think of his season? It wasn't a full season, but what could we glean from what we saw, and what do we expect to see from him next year? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.